So it's critical to have your grip only on Christ. Release the grip on business. Release the grip on success. Release the grip on proving yourself. Release the grip on everything else in life and keep your primary grip on Christ. That principle has served me well and actually has reduced a lot of the stress that I experienced in growing my business. Many people kind of demonize business or demonize entrepreneurship, but man, it is a blessing from God to be able to scale, to grow, to create something of value in the world, in the marketplace.
My name is Skyler Lewis, and this is the Christian Business Mentor Podcast. My life was transformed by mentorship, and it's my desire to have that same transformation happen for you. I was able to scale multiple eight-figure companies, all while glorifying God. This podcast is designed specifically for entrepreneurs who want to know the skill sets, the strategies, the tools and resources that are needed to scale a company that not only provides income and freedom for you, but that positively impacts the kingdom. I hope this podcast is a blessing to you. Let's get to the episode.
Mentorship could be the missing link between the success that you want to achieve and where you are now. For me, that was the case. I spent years trying to scale companies, and there were so many things that I didn't know that I didn't know. And I got that missing link for me was mentorship. My name is Skyler Lewis, and this is the Christian Business Mentorship Podcast. And man, I'm excited to share with you what I've learned over my career over the last 14 years of building multiple 6, 7, and 8-figure companies, all while doing that while putting Christ first. I've had many mistakes, many challenges, and I've learned the right process, the most effective process to scale a company, and to be a kingdom-minded entrepreneur. How do you build a business that glorifies God? And how do you have that business create freedom in your life? And that's what this entire podcast is about. And so this podcast is going to talk about the mindsets, the strategies, the resources, the tools, like what I've used, and now what I teach thousands of other men inside of an organization that I've founded called Rise Up Kings, which happens to be the largest Christian-based personal development company in the country. And so we teach some pretty powerful concepts. We charge a good amount of money to teach these things. And on this podcast, I'm going to share with you everything that I know for free. Everything that I've learned, everything that I teach for free on this podcast. So I want to cover a couple concepts around kingdom entrepreneurship. What does it mean to be a kingdom entrepreneur? I have 6 bullet points. Like, these are the specific things. Well, first off, what is a kingdom entrepreneur? A kingdom entrepreneur is an entrepreneur who has chosen to put Christ first in their business, and they're using their business to expand the kingdom. Again, where your primary aim is to have your business and your entrepreneurship journey glorify God. That is what a kingdom entrepreneur is. So how do you become a kingdom entrepreneur, and what are the principles tied into that? I tend to live my life based off of principles. I'm going to share those principles with you through this journey on this podcast. Number one is, it's God's business. So keeping that in mind, as you're growing the company, realizing that this is God's business that He has entrusted to you. So what does that mean? It means that you don't want to allow selfish ambition to take over, right? We have to keep in mind that God has allowed this for you to operate this, and why you're operating it makes all the difference. If you're doing it to have the nice car, the nice house, to go on great vacations, to get a comfortable retirement, you will be trapped inside of your business, and it will not be blessed to the extent that it could if you were truly putting God first in the business. Number two is having a loose grip. For me personally, this was difficult. I used to have a tight grip on the business, meaning that I wanted it to be successful. I thought it was up to me. And if it wasn't successful, I was in a bad space. So what I've learned to do is create a loose grip. I've loosened the grip because, and I believe God wants you to have a loose grip on your business, because if your grip is on your business, guess what it's not on? It's not on God. So it's critical to have your grip only on Christ. Release the grip on business. release the grip on success, release the grip on proving yourself, release the grip on everything else in life, and keep your primary grip on Christ. That principle has served me well and actually has reduced a lot of the stress that I experienced in growing my business. So the results are truly up to Christ. They're up to me, but the final result is up to God. Number three is God is the provider, but you play a role. So I've seen a lot of Christians that really give up everything to God. Like, hey, if it's up to God for me to be successful, then I'll be successful. Wrong. It is up to you if you want to create success in life. I found it to be so true that God's given me skills. He's given me abilities. And when I put him first, the opportunities show up, but I have to take advantage of the opportunity. I have to show up. I have to be prepared for the opportunity. I have to master skill sets. If we look back in the Bible, it's the people that have truly mastered skill sets that have built wealth. It's not the guy that was sitting on his couch waiting for success to come, right? If you want to protect your family, go learn martial arts, right? If you want to build a successful company, go focus on figuring out what skills you need to master to build a successful company. God's not going to bless you randomly. Like, you have to put the skill in. You have to learn the skills. You have to put the work in to build a successful company. It's not easy, but it's worth it. Number four is we're creators. So a key principle that I operate by is God has created us as creators. So we are designed to create, and entrepreneurship is a powerful vehicle to allow your creativity skills to show up. And so when you realize that, many people kind of demonize business or demonize entrepreneurship, but man, it is a blessing from God to be able to scale, to grow, to create something of value in the world, in the marketplace. Number five is all of our talents and opportunities come from God. So what does that mean? It means that as you actually create success, you have zero place to be arrogant or to be prideful, because all of the opportunities that you've received, all of the talents that you have, God has given them to you. You know that talent of you being a good communicator? You may have worked on it, but God's given you the opportunity. He's even given you the ambition. Some people don't have ambition. So if you are ambitious, guess who gave you that? Christ. So everything that you have is from God. So as you're building success, we have to stay grounded. We have to stay humbled in that fact that everything good comes from God. And so as we're grounded in that fact, it allows us to not get inflated or to have our egos increase, because that is the number one thing that can kill your business, is when you get pride thinking, look what I built, look what I did. Nope. God did that through you. And number six is kingdom entrepreneurs are critical, right? They are critical to this world. I have met so many wealthy Christian kingdom entrepreneurs that are significantly impacting and expanding the kingdom. Man, I'm so grateful for the mentorship that I've personally had, and I've seen so much good happen from men and women that have built successful companies and that treat their people well and that use that money to go impact the world. So kingdom entrepreneurship, like, it is necessary. It's important to what God is doing. And so if you are called and you feel called to be an entrepreneur and you decide to put Christ first, you have the possibility of making a big impact on the kingdom through what you do in business. And so what we give, what we contribute, and the impact we have through our team, I've seen so much good come from that. So remember that. It's entrepreneurship is an incredible thing, and it's necessary, and God is using it to expand the kingdom. So throughout this podcast, I'm going to be sharing how you can scale your business, how you can live a life of freedom. Like, what are the tools? How do you develop A players? How do you find A players? How do you build KPIs and metrics and scoreboards? How do you build leadership teams? Like, all of the things that I've taught companies all the way up from $100 million to a couple hundred thousand on how to scale their businesses and how to do it in a way that glorifies God. And so we'll talk about the mindsets. We'll talk about what not to do. And we will also, so you'll walk away from this podcast with a wealth of knowledge, practical knowledge on what you can do to be successful in business while putting God first. So this is our first episode. I'm super excited to be with you, to come run with you. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you definitely subscribe to the podcast so you can get notifications when we put out episodes. It's my intention to put out an episode every week. So I'm going to be dropping some wisdom, some knowledge, and I'll eventually be bringing on some guests. I have another podcast called the Rise Up Kings podcast, which is strictly interview-based. This is the podcast where I share all of my knowledge and wisdom versus bringing other wisdom and knowledge from the outside. So I'm excited to be present with you, excited to come run with you, and let's go build businesses that glorify God.